Welcome to Land Yap. I'm KEDM News Director Bob Lennox. My trio of guests today include Kathy Earhart Webb of CA Studios, musician Toby Traylor, and Joe Clark, a cast member of the upcoming CA Studios production of PPPW, or Pig, 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 Wolf, with performances starting on February 11th at Lees of LeCompte on Louisville Avenue. Thank you all for joining us today, and just to give a little overview of PPPW, it's a Louisiana-specific retelling of the classic Three Little Pigs. Now, Toby provides a blues and jazz feel to the story with his accompaniment, and now the show really takes on a Louisiana feel when you consider that LSU and Mardi Gras are incorporated into the script. Kathy, you have for us a sample of this Louisiana-inspired retelling with one of the selections, which features Joe. Tell us more about what we're going to hear.
When this song that we're going to sing is based on the wolf telling his tale to Mrs. Tinky Tanker, who is taking an expedition to New Orleans. So he's telling about getting run over by a Mardi Gras float. It's advice on how not to get run over. That's what it is.
All right. Well, Joe, what do you think about being in the production? This is something kind of unique for you.
Actually, Joe is a pro. Been in so many productions. I can't even count right now. You know, House at Pooh Corner, James and the Giant Peach. She is so a pro, even though she's only
eight.
She's 8 years old. So there you go. Yeah.
All right. So tell us a little bit about the cast, if you would. I'm sure.
Okay. Actually, there's more than one cast. There are three cast of about seven or eight apiece, except for Toby. He is not divided into three, although I realize that he would wish that he had. But we have three cast and Miss Tinky Tanker, right? She's in all three. And we name them. We call them the New Waivers, the Spring Chickens, and the Old Geezers. And they play different nights at Lee's Restaurant on Louisville, February 11th, 12th, and 13th. And we actually play in the Corner Theater at Lee's Restaurant. So if you're curious about what the Corner Theater looks like, you should just go on down to Lee's for lunch or breakfast and just see. Mm-hmm. So our set is going to be in the corner there on those nights.
So, I tell you what, we can go ahead and if y'all are ready for the selection that we
have. Oh, we are so ready.
All right.
At least Joe is. All right, in this, the clowns on Miss Tinky Tanker's Express are asking the wolf about being run over by a Mardi Gras float. Tell us about it, mister.
I was run over by a Mardi Gras float.
Aww.
I've got the Mardi Gras run over blues. Standing on a curb before a house.
What kind of house?
A big mansion, not sticks and not straw.
For Mardi Gras?
There were beads of lights in purple and gold. This hue.
Purple and gold? Colors of heaven? No, that's LSU. What I said, colors of heaven.
A Mardi Gras float ran me over. I'll never be nearly the same. A Mardi Gras float ran me over, and now I don't quite know my name.
Please tell us more, Mr.
Batty Big, at your service. Drifted my paw for some knocking. I just opened my jaw for a call. And my whole world took to reeling, rocking. So the next thing I did was to fall. And honey, all I could do was fall. A Mardi Gras float ran him over. I'll never be nearly the same. A Mardi Gras float ran me over, and now
he doesn't quite know my name. Mr. Bad, your story is so sad. Is there some moral to it that you can pass on to these little ones?
Moral?
You know, just some advice that would help them as they grow, kind of an insurance from carelessly slipping off the sidewalks of life. Insurance. INSURANCE. Insurance.
Why, yes. When you're standing on a big city curbside, New York, New Orleans, or even Monroe.
And West Monroe.
Watch the vehicles passing so close by your side. For underneath them you could easily go. A Mardi Gras float ran me over. He'll never be nearly the same. A Mardi Gras float ran him over. And now he doesn't quite know his name.
And now I don't quite know my name.
And now he doesn't quite know his name.
Nice job. And again, real quickly, PPW is going to be running the dates?
At Lee's, the February the 11th, 12th, and 13th. You can call the studio at 355-8891.
Kathy Earhart-Webb, Toby Traylor, Joe Clark, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to PPPW, a production with CA Studios at Lee's of LeCompte, starting February 11th. To hear this lineup or other podcast, be sure to visit our website at kedm.org.